All right, what else we got? Don't be wimps. Yes. Yep. Okay, there's a couple ways. Yeah, so his question is, just starting out, what's the economical way to attract people to you? You should all be leveraging the time that you train, trying to catch some video footage of things, and using keywords local to your area. So when you make a video, what's the name of your town again, Ozzy? Dallas, is there like a little town? Like, what's the name that your gym is in Dallas? It's not called like
White Rock.
So you're gonna use White Rock when you're making videos and when you're making blog posts. And you should have videos and blog posts. That's just where we are today with technology. If people go to your website, they wanna see what's going on rather than hearing from you, the trainer. That's great that they hear from you, but they need proof, okay? So you're gonna use the words White Rock and then common words that people are looking for. If they're looking for CrossFit and you're a CrossFit, then you're gonna use those words. Fat loss, fitness, common words that are looked up, like Kat, you do, what's would be the word that people would search, like prenatal fitness or postnatal fitness? Fat, you know, losing baby fat, like, and all that stuff. And she would be literally making blog posts, something like how to lose baby fat in Austin, Texas. It sounds crazy, but people are searching for those terms, and that's what pops up. You know, when people go on Google, that's what they're going to be looking for. And a lot of people, even adults, they always said, like, oh, you know, your parents said they'd never be on Facebook. They're on Facebook. There's adults on Facebook. So to have a Facebook fan page and to engage with your members there, when we have our members sign up, they get that welcome packet that links them, gives them a link to Facebook and Twitter. I used to never tell them about Twitter, and now all the high school kids are on Twitter, and I could engage with them on Twitter, and it's great because who's following them? They're friends, and those are the kind of kids we want to train with us. So you should be doing a lot of those videos. Highlight videos, instructional videos, use those videos when you want to do free workouts. Invite your clients right now, like how many clients do you have, 10? 10 to 15. Once a month should be bring a friend day, bring a friend week. The next month should be a referral contest. If you really want to push the referral contest, get a whiteboard up and then let's say Trish refers somebody to you. Trish gets her name on there. Stefan refers 3 people. Boom. Oh, 5. He's killing it. So this guy, you make sure he gets an iPod, Omaha Steaks. Like, that's the shit that you do. When we have people, anytime somebody refers somebody to us, even if they didn't sign up, I'll get you a gift. $10, $15, $20 gift card to Starbucks. You refer somebody to me who's going to sign up for 3 months, we're talking an average of, like, just shy, I don't know, $270, what's... So it could be like $800-something. Can I send them a bottle of wine? Absolutely. Those things are real important, and just, you know, taking care of them. So when we do referral contests, we once did one, which I was never a fan of, that anytime you referred somebody that signed up, I gave you a free month. And man, they went nuts for that. And I was never a fan of that. I was like, I don't really want to do this. And dude, they were like, the dads were like, oh, he came from me. Did he tell you? That was me. They were going nuts. So some people got 3 free months, but 3 free months. Some people referred brothers, like 2 brothers, and it was crazy. Another thing that you should do because you're new is you should connect with the local newspaper, the community section, and or the health section. Go online. Their contact info is on. The newspapers are struggling now because everything is online. So it's like harder for them to grab news stories. So you want to fax them info? Always offer how you could help them. The giving hand. And it should be timely and related to news. Now, like if you train a lot of adults for fitness, now is a time where women are preparing to get married. It's like springtime. There's just so many things. Beach coming up, like the Memorial Day weekend is like, that's the start of like getting into bathing suits. So it should be timely. When you connect with media, you wanna fax them, if it is, email them and call them. And what are they gonna do? They're gonna check your website, they're gonna Google you. If they go to your blog or something, they see it's boring and there's no cool videos, you're done. You know, we had a big story done on the gym because of all the kids that qualified for the state tournament. A coach in another town, he sees me on Facebook all the time, and he, because he's so respected in the wrestling community, that there's that trust factor. So he told Greg, the writer, about our gym. Greg goes to the website, sees it, checks YouTube, sees all these crazy videos. Bang, he calls. They got my cell phone number from somebody else. So they saw those videos. That's always like a big thing. Like a lot of you that came here, aside from the central coaches, you were told to come here, are really inspired by Jennifer, Travis, JT, maybe some of the others. But those of you that were not told to come here, usually what I hear is like, I saw your videos, you fired me up, I saw your story. They felt a connection. What if I had no videos? Then I have to be a total extreme. I have to be like a Mark Twight. I don't know how you explain it. He's got like a mystique behind him. Trains like, you know, the special forces to do cold weather training, you know, talks bad about people and acts like he don't care. So there's like this crazy mystique behind him, and that intrigues people. And that's his unique ability. He likes to stay quiet, do his own thing, and you know, so for you, focus on that unique ability and do a lot of community building. Everybody here, if you own your own place, must do a fundraiser. You gotta do it. My fundraiser is real, gets me crazy emotional. I did it from when I opened my gym, we did our fundraiser like 2 weeks later, and it was just in-house. I may have had 11, 12, 13, 14 people, and it's called Lift Strong. And the guy that helped me start everything with my gym, he had leukemia lymphoma, and he had it twice, and he survived, but he coached me, not like, hey, I'm paying you, you know, to coach me. He just got on the phone with me. He saw I was this kid with crazy passion. He had, you know, he was going through chemo, so he had all the things like plugged to his chest. So I always said, man, I gotta pay it forward. And we do it every year. And we just do a strongman competition. Tire flip, farmer walk, sled drag, and like a fourth event. Simple, basic, but we just crushed it the last time. But when I do that, I make sure that the media is invited. And when you have media connecting with you, and there's different ways, like for you, the newspaper would come. For those of you that are coaches, and you don't own your own gym, if, you know, I told them, look, you know, when I see Bob the Trainer on Muscle and Fitness, to me, that's not CrossFit. When I think CrossFit, I think about, you know, the central coaches that I see all the time. That's it. But if somebody's going to reach out to you, they're going to want to have help with the story because they're so busy. So when newspapers connect, if they're coming for a story, I know that they may only do this. They may roll up, take a picture, and leave. That's what I know their time schedule allows. So when they come, I have a piece of paper which I typed up the name of the fundraiser, how much money was raised, how many people are involved, why I did it, who, you know, was involved, and who is this benefiting. And then they could go and do, they could write up the story based on these bullet points that I gave them. So I make it very easy with the media. If Muscle and Fitness or Men's Fitness or any of those people contact me, everything that they want is bullet points. They do the writing. They want bullet points and simplicity. And that is a great way to have trust when they see you in the newspaper. As soon as they saw us in the newspaper, man, phone calls got even crazier. And now we have to do a waiting list. And the last guy he emailed while I'm here, I said, we're packed. You gotta wait 2 weeks. He's like, I knew it. I knew that effing newspaper article was good. He's like, just my luck, got all bugged out. Getting yourself in the newspaper, there's a lot of people that still read the newspaper. They don't read the news online. And then you always save all that stuff and put when you're in the news, okay? People see you on YouTube, they think you're a celebrity. They don't realize like it's free. They think like this is like amazing that you're on YouTube. And it is, like, to have the guts to go and be on YouTube and be in front of it, it is, you know, really impressive, I think. But to somebody who's not involved in coaching or in the owning of a gym, that is like, whoa, they think it's just amazing. So you want people to call you and say, yeah, you're just about everywhere in White Rock. You know, I see you on Facebook, Twitter. I see your videos. I saw you in the newspaper. I see that you did an article for the local magazine. So make good connections. You should be doing referral contests every month. You refer the most people this month. If you're training a lot of women, then connect with the local spa and make sure that there's like a $100 gift card for whoever gets the most. Or 100 for the top, 75 for number two, 50 for number three, and anybody else who gets to sign up, get them some sort of small gift card. Okay? Take care of the people that you train. And you should sometimes just take care of the people just because that's what you do. You don't gotta wait for them to do something, you know, for you. The shirts, we always give them away. Give away the shirts. I make sure the parents are wearing my shirts. So my shirts are like, I get 50 shirts, they're gone in 2 days. It costs you money, but it just pays off. You know, people wearing the shirts. So a lot of stuff. You gotta be like, there's a book by Dan Kenny called like Grassroots Marketing. So go to, or go on Amazon and just Dan Kennedy Grassroots Marketing. That's a good one. He's just a great author in general. Dan Kennedy? Yeah. Did you sign up for that? That's awesome. Very smart. And he also has probably a very important book you guys should read would be his time management book. That book will wake you up and you're gonna be like, holy crap, I'm wasting time, people are stealing my time. It will really get you to see how to manage your time. What else? If you don't have questions, it means you're earning multiple six figures. There we go. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about programming for people that are severely overweight?
Yeah. We've had a couple athletes that were very heavy. 275, 300, 315. So the warm-up, things during the warm-up that they won't do, they're not going to do hopping. Lunging is probably going to be real tough for them. We're going to do whatever we can during that warm-up. That warm-up may be their workout. You may have to cycle them through that warm-up. You're going to not do really any of the barbell lifts. We're going to do kettlebell farmer walks. We're going to do sled drags. We're going to do short bouts on the battling ropes. And we're going to just take our time. Slow and steady process with them. You're not going to be able to crush them the way you would like this workout was organized. You'll give them a heart attack. You'll kill them. And they're already frustrated with themselves. So if you push them too much, they're gonna feel more frustrated. What we want to do with the workout is let them leave feeling better than when they walked in and have support systems. So my unique ability is definitely not nutrition, but a close friend of mine is one of the premier nutritionists in the country. Works with NFL teams, prepares all the athletes for the Jersey guys for the NFL Combine. Joe DeFranco sends them, but he's also an expert in adult onset disease. You know, the body changes, they start getting, you know, like thyroid problems, any of that stuff. So do I try to be the nutrition expert or do I build the relationship? Build the relationship. So it's like building a team, having the team. Get those people in on the regular, give them an incredible support system with nutrition. If you guys are CrossFit, then you need to get Greg Amundsen to do the goal setting seminar. Amazing, amazing. We did that goal setting seminar on a Saturday and we thought, all right, goal setting seminar is over. Dude, everybody's like, I'm fucking training. They were crazy. There was one dude that didn't even sleep the night before. He worked security at the casinos. He's like, ah! I was like, holy shit, take the key. See you guys tomorrow. They wanted to train. That goal setting seminar changed their life. And I realized we had a girl that was training with us. She was real shy. And I remember saying that, I was like, damn, if Jennifer was here, like, there would be such a connection. But she was training amongst all these guys. Even my coaches, they don't know how to speak to a teenage girl. So it was great. She saw, I sent her a video of the track, the girl, Hallie Kuhlman. Did you guys see that? She was, did anybody see it? Not the one that fell. They put her on CrossFit Endurance. She's like the, yeah, like just, she was killing it. They see her doing like clean and jerk and thrusters, and then she's like sprinting, she's doing kipping pull-ups. So I said, I sent Amber a message on Facebook. I was like, Amber, I was like, check out this girl. I was like, she's kicking ass. And I was like, I bet you she wasn't even anywhere near as strong as you are now. She saw that video, she was like, she got like this crazy air of confidence. Then we had the goal setting seminar. She was front and center, and she connected with Greg, everything he said. And she was like, I'm not going to be tired when my teammates say they're tired. She needed a support team. And that's what a lot of people need. You're all self-motivated. You're tired, you're this, you're that. You will train. You will get it done. Most people need the team. They need the team to support them. So if you're gonna have people that are severely overweight, it might help to just, you know, find a way to bring in a team. And if you don't have a motivational speaker to come, then dude, round up a night where you rent a movie that's a motivational movie that gets them to believe. That's what success comes from. It's all in the head. Once you believe that you're gonna just dominate and crush, I see it with athletes, I see it with business people, you know, they just, the people that refuse to lose, that's what happens. So with those people, you're gonna have to help them because they're gonna wanna quit. They're gonna wanna give up. It's easier for them to fall back into eating bad. You're gonna have to show up at their house and clean out their refrigerator every other week. You're gonna have, and then on those other weekends, you're gonna have to meet everybody at the local grocery store. That's the kind of stuff that's gonna build such a community too. That's gonna make it a lot more powerful. But that's the stuff that you gotta do. Look, you think sometimes I don't have to be on the phone with a kid who's, you know, his dad's freaking out, it's his last opportunity to compete in Atlantic City. Can you call him? Can you talk to him? He's in a rut. Somebody just needs to hear, hey, this is your opportunity. You don't get to go back and do it again. This is your time. You tell him, you've done all the work, we're here doing it for you. You gotta sometimes give that person the push, but you gotta know how much to push and how much to pull. Don't do too much, one or the other. Everybody's gonna be different, but you start, I think just by listening to these questions, you gotta start realizing that you're not just training people to get ripped. You're, you know, one guy said it best at my gym. The kid asked him, he's like, what are you training for? He's like, I'm training for life. I was like, damn right, man, training for life. Trains in the morning, come back later. I was like, we gotta make a shirt, training for life. And the dudes, all the kids love them. Cause they're like, damn, he trains here at the 6 a.m. Then he comes back at the 7 p.m. Like, we don't even have enough workouts for this dude. But he's just like, shh, he's doing it. And that motivates the others. But I know that I can't fulfill all the needs. I also know it will run me down if I'm trying to carry everybody in the gym. Do you know what I'm saying? Carry all their problems, all their issues. That's why I build the team. And part of being a team means that if you need help, ask for help. And if somebody's down, you pick that person up. That's part of being the team. You know, you guys should really, you know, get together with your coaches and you just write down, like, this is our code of ethics. And what does it mean? And me and a friend of mine, we do that because we did stuff together and we didn't communicate the right way to each other. And we learned through the hard way that you have to communicate. And that also, you have to have the free days with the people. That's why your training, your deload time should be play days. Sometimes it's not go to the gym. Sometimes it's you're gonna have ultimate frisbee or things like that. That's the free day. Otherwise, everybody always feels like they're working and working and working. Do you know what I'm saying? So you gotta have those free days and come up with what it means, you know. How can you build just the team where you add so much value that people say to themselves, I am crazy, okay? So like Matt, your place is called CrossFit Champions, right? Let's say I train with Matt and I'm going through a tough time. Whatever it could be, relationship-wise, my job, anything. And I don't know what the membership is there, but let's just say I'm investing 200 bucks a month and I'm on like unlimited. I'm just keep going. And I'm like, damn, lost my job. Gotta like find a way to pay for this. First thing I'm gonna look to do is I'm gonna wanna cut CrossFit Champions. But if I go to that place and I know that when I go there, it's not just training. It makes me feel awesome. We're gonna hang out at the end of each workout, or maybe every other weekend, I know we're gonna grab a beer at this, you know, local pub, or maybe there's some sort of like monthly outing where we meet here. I begin to experience a pain of disconnect. Did anybody ever experience a pain of disconnect with something? Okay, you start saying like, ah, it just like, you know, it hurts you that you left. And when you have a pain of disconnect, things start to take like a different perception. You see a lot of value in it. So if I leave Champions or wherever, then I start saying to myself, not only am I losing fitness, but perhaps more important to somebody's fitness is the friends that they could hang out with, that good time guaranteed on Friday, the 5 minutes I spend at the end of the workout kicking back, or I know every Wednesday me and Trish are going to Starbucks and we're gonna, like I'm living for that Wednesday to get the Starbucks. That will cause a severe pain of disconnect and they won't wanna leave. We had a kid almost cry because he's a wrestler and he was coming from a very low income area. And he had an okay season and he's so strong. But in wrestling, like you gotta have the skills. And he, his dad said, look, the kid had to go to a wrestling club to get better, period. He had to do it. So I told his dad, I said, look, I'm gonna cut the once a week membership in half. That would be 100 bucks a month. And I said, he could train here as much as he wants, do his own thing, access to the gym. That 100 bucks was just too much. Pain of disconnect. The father didn't feel it, but the kid, dude, we were hugging it out. And then when I saw him like leaving, like he like didn't know like if he should go like hug Dan or you know, Emily. And then he's like, oh. So I was like, fuck, that just like drove me nuts. If that was the kid paying for it, he would have been in. So I told him, I said, bro, if you get a ride here, just come. If you can't get a ride, don't sweat it. Whenever you want to come, just come. When you're old enough, go find a job. Go work at that restaurant in town. But sometimes you're gonna have to do that too. Like that, as an adult who's paying, if they're feeling like, ah, and tears in their eyes, they're not gonna leave. And if they do leave, they're coming back tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like too busted up. Pain of disconnect is not something we're trying to do to make people feel bad. You're just caring so much and adding so much value to your program that they don't see any reason why they should not, you know, leave you unless they die, literally. That's like how it should be. So for us with athletes, it's like, if the kid is like, you know what? I'm not gonna play baseball, I'm not gonna wrestle again. Now we can move them into the adult program. Train, don't go to workout world or retro fitness or any of that. If it's a kid that's moving to college, then he's not gonna train with us if he's like living in Virginia or Illinois or Iowa or Pennsylvania, right? So we try to really minimize that attrition rate and just focus on doing that. So, you know, I know that was like one question. I don't know how I could always answer one question for an hour, but I hope that that makes sense. Somebody who's severely overweight is gonna need a team, just like we need to be a team to organize things better and just be better. You're always better with a team. I never used to think that, but man, you're better. And you wanna know, I always say, you don't wanna know what's proof? SEAL teams, they don't go anywhere without the buddy. They're like so locked and they operate as a team. And one guy has, each person has their unique ability, right? Point man, you got that person who's the sharpshooter. This person's good at that. He knows that he might carry his buddy a little bit more at times, but they never leave their swim buddy, never. And that's how you have to look at what you're gonna do with your clients. Do you ever bail on them or fade on them? If you do, find a way to fill the void. If you can't fill the void, develop relations with other people. Chiropractic, massage, nutrition, everything that you could do, build that relationship.